Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And as I was in prayer and waiting before the Lord, before coming on these broadcasts, I've sensed the wonderful things that God wants to do in the lives of His people. This is a year that of God's favor. This is a year that God is going to move in situations that you have cried out to Him for, and you're going to rejoice when you see God's hand move in your behalf. However, when we know a time of victory is appointed, one of those passages I've always loved that says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is come." And I believe this is a time of God's favor, not only on the body of Christ in general, but individually in our own personal lives. We are a body, and when one suffers, we all suffer. When as one is blessed, then we all can be blessed by the blessing and favor that enters into that individual's life. And so it's cause to rejoice, beloved. However, as I speak to you today, you may not be in a place where you feel like rejoicing. We know that because we are still in this world, the enemy will do everything he can to hinder, to oppose, to prevent, to defeat the work of God, the moving on to higher ground that God has for us. So we should never be surprised regarding the trials and the temptations that come our way. But beloved, the good news is that Jesus has given us victory, and we can be assured of that. He is a God who never fails. He is all-powerful, all-knowledgeable, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty and in majesty and in holiness. He is our God. This is the God that we serve. And so, beloved, those desires on your heart, what you want to see God accomplish in your personal life in the weeks and months ahead, the things that pertain to the relationships you're in, the things that you're asking of God, the unsaved and the backslid that you have on God's altar, your desire for a godly spouse or for Him to move in your work situation or situations with your neighbors or friends, God is going to move. But beloved, we know that with this growth process, as you know, for young children, sometimes there are what they call growing pains. Well, for us, as the children of God, we go through trials and testings. And while God does not tempt anyone, He does allow the situations, the difficult times, the unpleasant encounters and things we go through for His good purposes. He uses everything. Listen to what the Word of the Lord says in Malachi, the third chapter. "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek," are you seeking the Lord, "shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." But then there's an afterthought. "But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Beloved, the book of Revelation says very clearly that we are kings and priests unto our God. And so God allows the things to come into our lives to purify us. He has one chief goal. The goal of the Holy Spirit is to bring us into maturity and into perfection. And oh, beloved, if we could just as Jesus did, through the terrible things he went through, for the joy that was set before him, he was able to endure the things that he endured. And beloved, I don't care how you're feeling right now, and I don't care what you're going through. And I don't say that in a crass way or in an insensitive way. Sometimes the pain is so much you don't even know how to express it, and you're so low, and you're in that horrible pit that David spoke about. But joy is coming. God wants to encourage your heart. Look at the three Hebrew children, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Here they were serving God to the best of their ability, and they were forced to worship the king, to go against their conscience. They said, God will deliver us, but if he doesn't, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not bow down and worship and serve your idols. And they weren't delivered. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. But God allowed that to occur so even Nebuchadnezzar could see the one as of the Son of Man, the fourth person in the furnace walking about, and they were delivered without the smell of smoke on their garments, but they were willing to die if need be for the convictions of their heart. They would not serve anyone else. And so, beloved, we have to understand that our God is a loving God. He loves you right now. One of the most beautiful passages of scriptures, I've always thrilled to read it, is 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. And David says, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And he talks about the ways of death compassing him, the floods of ungodly people who made him afraid. He was fearful. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented or surrounded me. In my distress, I called unto the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. But the part I've always loved is to see God's response. Beloved, in your distress, in fact, I want to pray right now. Father, you see everyone who is in a state of distress. You see, Lord, those whose hearts are bowed down with burdens and troubles. Lord, in the natural, they can't see any way out of the quagmire they are in. But for you, O Lord, David was in a terrible place. But Father, he cried unto you in his distress, and you heard him. And so, Father, as we lift our voices corporately now, Lord, you see every single person who needs your touch, who needs your intervention, who needs the mighty power of God moving in their behalf. Father, right now, I take authority over every work of the enemy, and I release your power, your intervention, your moving in their behalf, that they can give you praise and see that nothing is too hard for our God. Praise God. I love what verse 8 says in chapter 22 of 2 Samuel. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of the heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. God was angry. He loves his people. He loves you, beloved, and he's going to fight for you. He's going to defend you. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devoured the coals, were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet, and he rose upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. Through the verse 13, through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. Praise God, this is what he does to those who fight against his beloved. Verse 17, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Beloved, that is how the Lord feels about you. He loves you. And that dramatic description of how God was angry and he rose and he went to discomfort the heathen, to those who were the enemies of David, he is a God that does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as we prayed and as we agreed together, I believe even now you're feeling a lessening of that oppression. And I'm just, Lord, I pray the very anointing of God to stir up a hope and faith, Lord, that you will strengthen them with might in the inner man, that they can believe you and praise you and thank you for the victory that is on the way. I give you glory and honor for it. Praise God. Well, beloved, our faith is perfected by the trials that we go through. And I haven't even started on the message. And that message was victorious warfare. And we're going to be looking for the next several days at Psalm 144. And I believe God wants to bring us into a new realm of warfare and intercession where, in spite of what's going on with us, we can have a deep peace within ourselves to know that God is going to give the victory. And the whole difference is, and I've been there many times, it's like we get panicked, we get anxious, oh God, please move. And we don't have that deep assurance of faith that comes with the faithfulness of the Lord, with seeing God bring you through time after time, the many battles he's brought you through, when he does give victory. And what does David say in the very first verse? Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Well, I think this is a good place to just bring this broadcast to a close, and we're going to learn a little bit more on tomorrow's broadcast what David was saying. He was blessing the Lord, who is his strength, who teaches him how to have victory in the warfare that he faced. And he's going to show us the very same thing. Beloved, I love you. Thank you for joining me today. And if you have prayer needs, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write. My prayer partners, I love them. You're part of my spiritual family. And I just ask the Lord to bless you abundantly. And for those of you who have never written, I pray if the Holy Spirit's prompting, you will be obedient to his response, because he has a reason for doing that. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,